good morning everyone, aur namaste, namaskar, sitaram, aur assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome to your early morning edition of Shabnam, and especially designed to assist you with your early morning chores and to put you in a positive and good frame of mind and to also ignite sparks of spiritual inspiration to you and your loved ones. जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज
Sitaram Sat Sri Akal Jai Guru Datta. Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum and welcome. Welcome indeed to Shabnam Radio. Well, we are operating today from a different studio as we are about to move into our brand new studios in the next couple of weeks. But we are in a makeshift operation today. So I'm still trying to get familiar with the board and my surroundings. To those of you on Facebook, we say hello and welcome. Welcome indeed. Love to hear from you as usual. Well, we have so much to cover on today's program. And of course, we would like to open up the line so we can have an opportunity, or you, to share with you an opportunity to discuss what your feelings are about the results of the elections in Guyana. I think we are living in a time where we will definitely be recording this, not only in our memories, but as history. So we ask you to participate in today's program and do stay with us.
Shabnam, Saturdays on WTOR 770 AM and every day on ShabnamRadio.com, 24 hours internet radio.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since?
Well, today we thought we'd open up the lines and invite you to share your thoughts on the results of the election, but we also wanted to bring some reverence to the program today and see how we could bring some spirituality to the airways on Shabnam Radio this morning.
How long has has it been since you knelt by your bed? Pray to the Lord up in heaven. How long since you knew that He'd answer you and would keep you? Since you woke with the dawn and felt this day is worth living, can you call Him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that He cared for you?
This time, I'd like to dedicate this song to my mom. See, I just can't forget singing this song every single
morning. It's Shabnam on a Saturday.
Amazing grace.
It's Shabnam Radio. My name is Richard Aziz. We invite you to join with us as we seek God's help. Yes, we can protest, and yes, we can get angry, and we can talk till the cow comes in. But I believe if we focus our attention to God Almighty and offer up our prayers and leave it in His hands to take care of the situation as it continue to unfold in Guyana, we pray that there would be peace and calm. Even as we speak, I believe they are awaiting the results of an injunction motion in the court, and I'm on the radio, so I wouldn't be able to check updates, but we are leaving the lines open to have you call in, and any updates if you'd like to share with our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. Send a warm welcome to Rex Surajdeen, Rob Ramnarayan. Welcome, my brother, indeed. And he's from the Ontario Hindu Cultural Association that had a successful Chautal celebration at the Devi Mandir. Baluram Motilal, Devika Sukhdev, Pauline, a special welcome indeed.
Thank you. beyond my faults and sorrow. My need.
Shabnam Radio 416-620-1778. As we are awaiting a call from Sister Shobha of the Devi Mandir, she'll be calling in to tell us a little bit about the Pakwa celebration that's on for today. But we are here to allow all of our listeners and bring you up to date as to what's happening in Guyana. I mean, most of you who have been seeing it on Facebook, live in Tango to Facebook and social media, and some of the hardworking people, normal citizens on the street, bringing us clips of what's happening. And let's see if I could get this one. Hi, who are we on the line?
This is Radhika.
Hi, Radhika. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, sister.
Oh, that's good. Play me a song from my dad. Yeah. Anything from Pradeep.
Okay, I would definitely. Could I? I know it's your father's death anniversary, right?
Yes, 23 years.
And what's your father's name?
Pardon me?
What's your dad's name?
Mohan.
Okay, you must know his full name, right? And
yes,
listen, you didn't give me any information, so I'm asking you now. If you you say, play me a song for my dad, that's very vague. If you could tell us a little bit with some of your memories, when your dad passed, how long ago, what was his name, where he comes from in Guyana, anything like that.
Okay, he born in Guyana. You want me to take off my radio?
That would be a blessing. Thank you.
Yeah, he was born in Guyana, 1923. And he passed 6th of March, 1997. And he had 13 children.
Oh, okay, what was his name again? Mohan?
Yes, Jagmohan Singh.
Jagmohan Singh, okay. Thank you. And 23 years ago, eh?
Yes, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I think I missed Shobha. Shobha, if you're listening, give me a quick call back. And again, we're taking some time to remember Brother Jagmohan Singh, originally from Guyana, who passed the same date former president, the father of the nation, as he's referred to in Guyana, Dr. Jagan. Well, we will definitely remember him with this selection. And again, to you, Radhika, and to your brothers and sisters, I know how hard it could be. So we hope it would bring some comfort as we feature this beautiful selection. The Gayatri Mantra on Shabnam Radio. Again, we are bringing down the tone a little on the program today. In solidarity to our brothers and sisters that are under stress in Guyana currently. We ask you, please share the live for us. Please let's send our love and solidarity around the world as we in Toronto, Canada, joining with our brothers and sisters in Guyana as they continue to fight against a dictatorship.
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona. दुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदया.
As we extend a warm welcome to our brother Sharad out in India joining us, it's nice to know that you still listen to Shabdam Radio all the way in India, my brother. Again, a special presentation of Shabdam Radio. Please, we ask you to share the program with a friend. And today we are hoping for some reverence on the program. We are going to continue to ask God Almighty to intervene in the situation in Guyana. And again, for what we consider indeed out of control Corona crisis. You know, I was telling someone we can't wait until we start losing lots of family and friends that we could start offering and asking God help. We are asking today for an intervention indeed. And I believe if we were to bring attention through prayer, there is nothing that is impossible that God Almighty cannot take care of. It's indeed my pleasure this morning to welcome Shobha from the Devi Mandir. Hi, Shobha. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Richard?
Very, very well, my sister. And I know you have a lot to get done today because you are one of the organizers. And thanks for taking the time to come on the program to share with our listeners. So if you could tell us a little bit about what we can expect today at the Devi Mandir at your Pagwa celebration show.
Well, thank you for having me, Richard. We've got a jam-packed program tonight, so all roads are leading to the Devi Mandir. We've got Tau Tau. We've got Music Mantra, which is they're going to be their second time performing at the Devi Mandir. They were a great hit last month when we had the Valentine's show, so there are featured singers tonight. So they're a band of about six team that sings all Bollywood 80s and 90s songs, so they'll be singing songs like Rafi, Kishore, Mukesh, Lata Mangeshkar. They've got a jam-packed program for us. We've got a couple of dances from SDCC and West Indian Fusion, as well as other outside groups. We've got Chutney Medley. What else? We've got... We've got a ton of raffle tickets and door prizes on sale as well. We've got food on sale, beverages on sale.
And so, yeah, I know you said it, you mentioned the STC something. That is, yeah, well, listen, tell us a little bit, who are the STCC?
I know that STCC is Shoba Talent and Cultural Center. That's actually run by myself. I'm the director for STCC. It's a dance group that's run mainly out of Davie Mandir for the last 20 years. We've been teaching classes in Kathak, semi-classical, Bollywood, and some chutney, and we've got jazz, hip-hop, all mixed into various dance forms. Well, the classes are offered free at the Davie Mandir, so anybody is welcome to join us.
Well, that's something I wanted to mention quickly, because I know for years now you have been offering your service for the Davie Mandir and, of course, teaching the young ones. And, in fact, so many young ones have grown up, got married, and now they are assisting teaching the classes and all that. So it's a class that continues at the Davie Mandir?
Yes.
Okay, so
it's
how
on Sundays and Wednesdays. And the classes run from about 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Sunday, depending on the time frame for each class. So we've got juniors, intermediate, junior intermediate, and seniors. And most of the seniors are also being taught to choreograph and teach the younger ones.
Now, when we talk seniors, what age group are we talking about?
Well, seniors in that category would be ages from about 20 to 30 years old. And then we've got a ladies class that we're starting again in April. And that's from 30 years old to 100 if you want to be.
Well, listen, I wanted to invite all those who would be attending. You know, she just called seniors 20 and something. So some of the mature seniors, I want you to get up and show Shoba and her class and her students how we could do this thing, all right? So ladies, you're more than welcome to dance this evening. The floor would be there. Just have a fun time. It all starts this evening at the Davie Mandir, 2590 Brock Road in Pickering. From doors open at 5 p.m. Entertainment starts from 6 to 10. And the cost is only $15. Kids, 5 to 12. $10 and under 5 absolutely free, providing you bring a bottle of tea for the child, because we don't want to cry, right? So look, so of course the kids they bring them for free, and of course it's a fun time. Come and huddle and enjoy a wonderful program. Now Shoba, with a large crowd coming, any plans or for like maybe a sanitized station where people could are you wiping down the place to make sure
we're
to prevent a little bit?
Absolutely. We wiped down last night, and we have sanitizing stations. So when you enter, we'll be having our Lysol wipes if you need them. And everything has been wiped down for safety reasons.
In fact, let me just say this. It's not if you need them. Friends, when you go, because just to be creating a more safer environment for everyone, it wouldn't hurt to take a wipe, wipe your hands, throw it in a waste paper basket and go sit down and enjoy. Now, there is a lot of people who would see friends and family at temples, mosques, churches, and they would hug and shake hands. At some places already, they're doing the fist bump. They're doing the kind of elbow thing. Some of them doing the hip thing. Listen, you don't have to hug to show your affection. I'm sure clasping your hand and just saying Jai Sitaram or something is more than enough. So please, be careful, and nobody would hold it against you if you didn't kiss them or hug them. We need to help prevent this from spreading and giving it to others. I mean, we don't know who has it right now. So be careful and have a fun time. Anything else you'd like to add, Shoba?
Actually, I'd like to add that Davie Mandir, for the first time, is going to be presenting a 90s Bollywood love story. It's a production by the students of STCC and the youth of Davie Mandir. It's called Tere Bin. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be acted out on stage with music from the 90s and students from both the Davie Mandir and STCC.
When is that? The same thing tonight?
It's going to be a small skit. It's called a Bollywood love story.
You sure it's not an Ajax love story? Where are you from? Ajax, right?
No, okay. I'm from Scarborough.
Okay, because I know you, and whenever we see you on Facebook with all your, you and your husband traveling and having fun time and posing, Anyway, I want to say congratulations. You guys are a wonderful family, and that mom and dad, everybody else, and of course the Devi Mandir family. Please, we ask you again, $15. Come out and have a good time, and thank you very much. So again, you can purchase ticket for the same price at the door, correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ashoba. And again, looking forward to seeing you
thank
guys
you,
later.
Thank you, Richard. And thank you for playing first for Guyana as well. I really appreciate that.
You know, I also wanted to quickly, there are a few people who assisted with this program financially. You want to quickly mention their name?
Yes. It's Mural Realty. Gold sponsor of Mural Realty in Ajax. We also have Punjabi Supermarket in Ajax. And RG Fashions in Ajax. So yes, we've got all our Ajax sponsoring this program this time around.
Thank you
and
very much.
And anyone's welcome to sponsor at any time.
Oh, thank you. Again, Shoba, number for ticket information or get involved with the classes. Her number is 416-277-3998.
Sorry,
yes. 416-722-3998.
That's right.
Okay, one more time. Go ahead.
416-722-3998.
416-722-3998. Thank you very much.
That's
and
right.
Please extend my regards to Cecil and what's her name? Gosh, help me. Her and her husband, Buddy. Mm-hmm. Buddy, what's Buddy's wife's name?
Mary. Mary and Buddy. Yes.
Yeah, no, and there's another lady. Can't remember her name now. The tall one with a small, her husband is a small mustache. He always in the kitchen.
Oh, Uncle Kunch? And Auntie Someday? They're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Uncle Kunch will be singing tonight if anybody want to come here.
Okay, and there's the other lady who always sings Chow Tal and things. She still comes out? Ravi's mom.
Ravi's mom, that's right, yes.
Yes.
Auntie Chanu.
Channel. Well, anyway, we have some Pagwa music coming up later. So thanks very much again, Shoba.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I hope to see everyone tonight.
Ilahi hum se aajiz hai ye sara jahan tera jahan walon se kyun kar ho sake zikr o bayan tera جہاں والوں سے کیوں کر ہو سکے ذکر و بیان تیرا الہی حمد سے عاجز ہے یہ سارا جہاں تیرا زمین و آسمان کے ذرے ذرے میں تیرے جلوے زمین و آسمان کے ذرے ذرے میں جدھر دیکھا نظر آیا نشان تیرا نگاہوں نے جدھر دیکھا.
You're listening to Shabnam Radio as we continue. We are leaving the lines open and we ask anyone who would like to phone in and share, please feel free to do so. Shabnam Radio on a Saturday.
Sara jahan tera ठिकाना जगह तेरा समझते हैं जहां वाले ठिकाना जगह तेरा समझते
HU Renovation Inc. Manchuru 416-575-6560 For all your renovation needs, want to retrofit that basement that was not done properly and not up to code? Call Manchuru 416-575-6560. They can get you from start to finish or even retrofitting and making it all legal and nice. 416-575-6560 HD Renovation Inc. Join the Islamic Forum of Canada and their Hajj group as they take you on an unbelievable journey.
It was also narrated, "He who makes Hajj, enduring which does not transgress in word or action, will be forgiven his sins to become sinless like a newborn."
Call today, 905-790-8859. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
शुक्र शनि राहु केतव कुर्वन्तु
सर्वे You're listening to Shabnam Radio 770 WTOR and today we are tuning down the program in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in Guyana who is under siege right now, a country that is in crisis. Things we hope will get better, but as it's unfolding, as we could capture on Facebook, things are really getting worse. In fact, it's a long weekend, and we thought we would be able, in fact, to share with you a program where we could bring us together. Wherever you are right now, you could help by simply offering a word of prayer. To help us, we have requested some of our spiritual leaders. Hopefully, they all will call in today on the program. And one of them is on standby right now. And I would like to welcome, a warm welcome indeed, to a dear friend to this program, our dear Pandit from the Hanuman Temple out in Ajax, Pandit Rudy Tiwari. Jai Sitaram, Pandit, and welcome to the program.
Jai Sitaram, sir, to you and all your listeners, and it's a pleasure always to be with you.
I know you have started a special program at the temple, and I know you're very busy being a pundit and it's Saturday and all that. Thank you for taking the time to come on to the program today and share your thoughts with us here. Pundit, I just want to ask you first, where in Guyana are you originally hailed from?
I am from the East Coast. Annandale, the name of the village, a very popular village. Many stalwarts came out of Annandale, a very small village, 11 miles approximately from Georgetown.
And just so that, you know, when I talk to you, I keep surprising myself and learning that who are some of your family members. In fact, you have another brother who is a pundit, Pandit Tiwari. Tell us a little bit of the lineage of pundits from your family.
Well, thank you, Richard. Our foreparents, when they left the sacred shores of India and came approximately 180 years ago, there has always been a pandit in each generation on my father's side and my mother's side. So we never skip any generation.
Wow.
My older brother, Pandit Lekram Tiwari, he has been a pandit in his teens. I started later on in life. I look at it as a spiritual calling when I was in my late 20s going on to my early 30s. Then I got the calling. So we are blessed to have many, many pandits in our family. Also, Mamu Sadhu Rakhtu Dobe is my mother's first cousin. Everybody knows him. I don't have to say, introduce him. Everybody knows him. And also, we have Dr. Sundar Dobe, his cousin, my mother's, Dr. Dobe's cousin in Guyana as well. So we have all many, many pandits in the whole dynasty on both sides of my family.
And you see, we are teaching today because I'm sure a lot of our listeners didn't know that, because it's not something that you wear on your sleeve. And in fact, I was always curious, because when I hear the name and see the name Tiwari, and I speak to your brother often, and in fact, we are promoting an event for him coming up, but it's nice to know. But Pandit, you have been doing great, great work at the Sankat Mochan Hanuman Mandir. You and I always have conversation sometimes during the week, and just catching up with our friendship, and you share so much with me that I'm so proud of. In fact, one of the first times I visited you at the temple, you said to the devotees, and this is some of the things I admire with you and that organization, you would have, and you have respect for people and time. So when they come, you would not only try to read the scriptures, you make copies and you share it with them and you go on time. Brothers and sisters, let's start so we can get you out of here on time, and we want to cover A to B today, and we want to do it in a quick time so that you would not only hear me saying it, but you yourself could learn. I admire that. Then at the end, you always invite people, don't ask permission. Come feel free, you ask the altars and the devotees, and you feel free to go and do your offering. The other thing you encourage people was to, when they come, and I was a stranger first time, people will greet you with a hug and welcome you and make you feel at home. So these are some of the little things I just wanted to emboss on the minds of people about you and your organization. So thank you, and may God continue to bless you in your efforts indeed.
Thank you, my brother Richard. And you are also doing a fantastic job promoting our culture. And I always say, what I love about you, when there is a Hindu festival, you promote all of these bhajans and you promote all of these religious organizations. When Christmas time for Christian friends and Easter time, you promote their event to, at the time when our Islamic brothers and sisters celebrate their Eid and their fasting time, you promote all of these cultures. So for a Hindu festival, Richard is a Hindu. For a Christian festival, Richard is a Christian brother. And when the Muslim festival comes along, he's a Muslim brother. I really admire your quality. And I always say, when you start a program, you're from a Muslim background. I know you love all the culture, but you started Sitaram, so much humility, so much love. And we respect and we love you for that, brother. Thank you for what you're doing for our community.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's like you who would come in and volunteer to join us today. And today, we have so many people watching what's happening in Guyana, especially our seniors, who have seen this unfolded in their generation, where there was a time when the Forbes Burnham regime, there was so much racism, so much bullying, so much advantage taken out on Indo-Caribbean people in Guyana. In fact, you know, we would hear stories. In fact, most people from Guyana came out of Guyana because of they couldn't handle what was happening then. And when they tell these stories now, they feel somehow people wouldn't believe them. The younger generation, no, we can't be like that. We have to forget. And now today, we are living to see even worse than what occurred back then unfolding in the last week in front of our eyes. How does that make you feel when you see what's happening in Guyana currently?
Richard, that it pains my heart. That is our motherland. We all came up from Guyanese background. We love that country so much. As you rightly said, we had to leave to seek betterment for ourselves and our family. I was a little boy, probably 10 or 11 years old, when in the times of Forbes Burnham, when they would have these people go and they go to rob a home, but they were so bold, they'd go there with their guns, they'll knock on the door, force you to open. If you don't open, they'll kick it down. We used to refer to the kicking door bandit. They'll go and kick your door down, and they'll only go rob the Indians, because the Indians, those are the educated ones, those are the ones that have businesses, those are the ones that have wealth. They always, you know, make sure they put some wealth away for themselves and family. They always think of tomorrow. So they'll go and kick down the doors and rob them, steal their jewelry, and in certain cases, rape their daughters. So as a little boy, those scars are very prevalent in my heart. And what's going on, that brings back all of these memories fresh in my heart. And it's very, very painful for myself and all my granny's brothers and sisters.
Well, we don't want to have that ever occurring again. And when we see a government that is stealing an election in the eyes of an international audience without fear, this is something I think, you know, we could depend and hope our leaders, Dr. Barajagdev, the Secretary General, Dr. Irfan Ali, Nandalal, and many legal minds working right now as we speak to stop this. But I also believe that we, you know, when one and more is gathered and we pray, I think it's a blessing. You never know whose prayer God will answer. And I strongly, strongly always believe in prayers that, and today we are hoping that we could join together, everyone on this broadcast, who listen to this broadcast, through your guidance, to when the different spiritual leaders come on, through their words of wisdom and advice, that we could agree in prayer and ask God to bring some solution to this problem. And not only that, today, you know, there are so many of us who have been scared about the virus, the coronavirus, not able to go out and socialize as we would normally do. In fact, some people calling it the end times. I know a couple of churches already are telling their congregation to keep their kids and all that away from school. And a lot of things are unfolding. The shopping centers, they're wiping down the shopping carts, there's shortage of water in some areas, things are selling out, the essential supplies, even we saw a hike in sanitation products and stuff like that. So we want to bring some calm today and reverence and hope people could do one thing together. It doesn't cost any money, it doesn't cost anything except time to offer up a prayer. So I ask you, Pandit, if you could lead us in prayer for a healing in Guyana and that situation, and some peace and calm.
Yeah, thank you, Richard. It's a very noble gesture of yours. And we all know that prayers, the old saying goes, it moves mountains. So we all pray together. I will offer some prayers. I'm sure you have leaders from the Christian community will come. We'll pray with them as well. Some of our Muslim brothers will come and pray as well. All of us are praying for Guyana and for victims of the coronavirus so that we don't be influenced by that. So please join me to prayer. First, I would like to offer a special prayer to Hanumanji to bring some knowledge, bring some understanding, bring some love to our dear Guyanese brothers and sisters, especially the leaders, especially those in position, those who will make decisions. May Hanumanji influence their minds. May they make decisions so that it will be for the well-being of the entire country, the entire society, regardless of race and religion. Those are the ones who have to make difficult decisions. And we pray that Hanumanji influence them so that they may serve the people to the best of their ability. So kindly join me in a prayer to our dear Hanumanji. Om Shri Ram Chandraya Namaha, Veera Hanumate Namaha, Om Buddhir Balam Yashodhairyam Nirbhayatvam Rogata Ajadyam Vakpatutvancha Hanumat Smaranat Bhavet. Shri Hanumate Namaha, Ramachandraya Namaha. So the meaning of that mantra is that by contemplating upon Hanumanji, one is blessed with intelligence, buddhir. One is blessed with strength, bal. One is blessed with success, yash. One is also blessed with dhairya, courage. Courage to make difficult decisions. Nirbhayatvam. One becomes fearless. Arogata. By the grace of Hanumanji, one gets good health. Ajadyam Vakpatutvancha, an individual also is blessed, or the entire country may be blessed with energy and eloquence. May they do everything in their capacity for the betterment of the people of Guyana. And also to the citizens of our dear motherland, we pray that let us try our best to reach out to each other from different communities. You know, Guyana is a land of six races. And let us try to reach out, regardless of what the leaders, some of the leaders may spew poison from their speeches. Let us do not listen to those words, those hateful words. Let us reach out to each other. You know, Of course, Phagwa is coming up next week. And the Phagwa time, everybody plays Phagwa together. All races join together. It's such a beautiful time. And Phagwa is coming up. Let us show those people who are spreading hate and racism. Let us show them by coming out and playing Phagwa, hugging each other, and show them that we as a people, we want to live in peace, love and respect for each other.
And I just wanted to add that we are not propagating any hate against any race as such. We mentioned, touch on the history, which is recorded facts. We also want to know that the few people, and people are hurting, people are bitter on both sides, but we need to exercise a little bit of love and patience, as Dr. Jagger, the former president is asking, Jagdeo, stay at home, stay indoors, and keep calm. Yeah. And this is what we would like to ask. And here what can we do from this far distance land? We have our own situation here with the coronavirus, taking care of our families, dealing with the weather and everything else. But today, I'm sure you're all watching and learning about this situation as it unfolds. But again, we could send some love. You know, today on the television program, I send out congratulations to Dr. Irfan Ali, the Prime Minister candidate, and the former president. Yes, and to all members of the PPP Civic, for one, at least for a great, great campaign that you ran. And if we don't acknowledge them, which they are the true winners of this election, we shouldn't deny ourselves a victory because somebody else said it's not a victory. The world knows the truth, and we knows the result. So as a result, I celebrated that fact on TV about 6-7 times. I featured it. Congratulations. So again, on behalf of all of us here, we want to say congratulations to all who fought a well-deserved victory and they acquired a victory. I'm about to press election, and I wondered if you could tell a little bit story on this one. It's done here by Isaac Yankaran, and it's one of my favorite, Milane Sudama. It's a story about friendship. Could you give us a synopsis of that friendship?
Yeah. It's a beauty in the Srimad Bhagavat Puran, which is an ancient scripture of the Hindus. This great devotee of the Lord, he was a friend. He and Lord Krishna studied together in the same Gurukul ashram. They were childhood friends. Then, after education, they parted. Lord Krishna became the king of Dwarka, and Sudama came from a very poor family, went back to his family, he got married, he got many children, but he remained extremely poor. Then his wife would say to him that, you know, Sudama, you told me so many beautiful stories of your childhood memories with Krishna. Krishna is the king of Dwarka. Please go and ask him so that we can have some food in our home. Sudama didn't have the basic necessities for himself and his family. Then eventually his wife encouraged him, forced him. She kept nagging him, please go, please go. He set out to go and meet Krishna, but he took with him some parched grains and he hid it under his arm and he walked for many, many miles. When he went there to Dwarka, the guards would not allow him to go and meet Krishna. It's, oh, who are you? You're just poor Brahmin boy. You can't get in there. Krishna is Dwarikadhish. He's the king of Dwarka. Then eventually, he tried and he convinced one of the guards to go and take a message to Krishna. The guard went and said, Krishna, some old beggar outside by the name of Sudama said he was your childhood friend and he's here to meet you. Bhagwan Krishna immediately dropped everything and he ran bare feet out of the kingdom into the courtyard and he was searching for Sudama. At that time, Sudama was tired and he left. Bhagwan Krishna ran nange pao se bare feet along the streets of Dwarka and he found Sudama eventually in the outskirts of Dwarka. He hugged him and he brought back Sudama into his palace. Everybody was amazed. Check it ho gaye. They want to know what's going on. Who is this beggar that Krishna is hugging? Bhagwan Krishna placed him on his throne and the Lord washed his feet. Not with water, but with tears of joy and love from Lord Krishna's eyes, he washed Sudama's feet and he blessed Sudama. So this is a beautiful katha from Srimad Bhagavat Puran that when we can have any relationship with God, any relationship we can have with the Lord, but when we are a friend of the Lord, like a true friend, the Lord will never ever forget us. That's how we never forgot Sudama. Beautiful katha.
Beautiful, and we share that selection now, which tells the tale of that beautiful friendship. But Pandit, before you go, tell us a little bit of the yagna that is ongoing at the temple.
Thank you, Richard. Presently, we started last night. We have three sessions of Bhagavad Katha in memory of my dear mother, Parvati Tiwari, who passed away last April. So we started last night. We had a full house, many, many bhaktas. Some people went away because they couldn't get parking. So those who are coming tonight, those who are listening, if you come and the parking lot is full, please pass our building, pass our driveway, and the next street that comes up, less than 5 seconds, is fuller. Make a left, and you can park along that street and come in. So puja starts this afternoon from 6:30, and we conclude around 9 p.m., followed by Priti Bhoj. Sumptuous dinner will be there for everyone. And then tomorrow morning as well, the final session from 9:30 in the morning to 12 noon, followed by lunch again. Please come and join us in prayer, whereby we give thanks to Bhagwan for blessing us, the Tiwari family, me, my brothers, and my sister in Guyana, with such a beautiful, such a caring, such a loving mother. We all know our mothers are the closest thing to God. You and I have never seen God, but the closest thing to God that we have seen, the closest love of God that we have felt, is from our dear mother. And that's what we're doing, giving thanks to Bhagwan for such a beautiful mother. Please come and join us. All mothers are sacred. We will pray for all those mothers who are serving their family now and those who have gone to the great beyond. So please come and join us tonight from 6:30 and tomorrow from 9:30 in the morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Panditji.
Shri Krishna Ji Kaya Mare Rama Mihne Sudama Aaye Mihne Sudama Aaye O Shri Krishna Ji Kaya Mare Rama
I'm asking Brother Farid Amin. Brother Farid Amin, could you give me a quick call, please? Brother Farid Amin, could you call me, please? Again, the story, as Pandit Rudy explained, the story of friendship indeed, Lord Krishna and his good childhood friend, Sudama. Well, I have a dear friend on the program and no stranger to the community. You heard me calling out, asking him to call, and within minutes, within seconds, he returned the call. Without even discussing with him much, he's on the line on hold, Brother Farid Amin. And he's, let's see if I could get him on the line. Assalamu alaikum, my brother, and welcome again to Shabnam Media. I think we'd have to start sending you a check for your contribution on this program. An affiliate of Shabnam Radio. How are you?
Walaikum assalam, Richard. I'm well, thank you. Well, under the circumstances, I can't say I am really well, but alhamdulillah, I mean, you know, we're surviving.
Well, I am so glad that I could have a chance to talk to you. Like I asked Pandit Rudy, if you could tell us a little background, where in Guyana you grew up as a little boy?
I'm from Borbis, which is one of the counties in Guyana, a place called Bleermont, which is one of the sugar estates. It's one of the few sugar estates that are still in operation. As you know, many of the sugar estates on the quarantine were closed by the government, but alhamdulillah, Bleermont has maintained its status and it's still an active sugar estate.
Well, you know, looking amidst the craziness that's happening on the street, I couldn't help but watch how you could see the trees blowing, the blue skies, the white clouds, and the brightness of Guyana on a Saturday morning. I could only imagine how wonderful it was growing up as a child, running the streets and along the banks of the canals and playing with your family and friends, even going to do your chores. Those memories would flood back in your mind when you see the images of the streets and the bridges and the canals that you're seeing in between the rioting that is going on. I don't know, I'm not from Guyana, but that is what the images that conjures up in my mind when I look at those pictures coming out of Guyana.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I think life was simple. You know, we were innocent youngsters growing up, and you know, we had not too much. You know, a few people had you know, a lot of wealth. There were a few people. The majority of the population was working class people, and they live a simple life. And they went to the churches and the mandirs and the mosques, and they got along well with each other, regardless of religion or ethnicity. And I think that's the travesty that I think we're witnessing now, is the that amount of innocence and that amount of history and that amount of love and unity among the people. You know, we're seeing a lot of that being eroded, and the violence that I'm actually seeing, I mean, I can't attest to the veracity of these videos that I'm seeing on Facebook, but if this is indeed true, this is a very, very sad era in Guyana's history. You know, we're seeing people being shot, we're seeing tear gas being used, we're seeing all kinds of activities taking place on the street, which is not the Guyana that we grew up, which is not a Guyana we know, and which is not a Guyana we love. And, I mean, I join with other leaders across Guyana, civic leaders and religious leaders and political parties, to appeal to my Guyanese brothers and sisters and friends to stay home and if you're going to protest, do so in a peaceful way. I mean, Guyanese are peaceful, peace-loving people, and I think we should continue that tradition. That doesn't mean that, you know, our rights are going to be trampled upon and we'll sit back and say nothing. I think we need to stand up for our rights, but I think we can do that in a way that is respectful, that is dignified, and that show that, you know, we're not a violent people, and I would appeal to